EcoScoops word met trots vervaardig deur NewsCoop. Hallo, ek is Isabel Potgieter en jy is ingeskakel by EcoScoops, die ruimte waar ons ondersoek instel oor hoe gesonder landskappe tot gesonder lewens lei. Vandag op die program gesels ons verder met Cape Nature se fauna-ekoloog Dr. Martien Jordaan. 'N nuut beskrewe spesie van Paradiplus zone is ter ere van haar vernoem vir haar diepgaande kennis van die Kaapse vou-ekostreek, haar voortgesette toewyding aan die bestudering van die visse daarin en haar werk aan alparasiete fauna. Maar soos oudergewoon kyk ons eers na omgewingsnuus hooftrekke. Amazon belê in een van Suid-Afrika se grootste natuurgebaseerde koolstofverwyderingsprojekte om gedegradeerde grond in die Oos-Kaap te herstel. Die inisiatief sal teen die einde van 2028 180 miljoen spekboomsteggies plant en sal na verwagting teen 2030 ongeveer 11,000 werksgeleenthede skep. Amazon sê die projek sal help om die Albany-ruigte ekosisteem te laat herleef, grond te verbeter en plaaslike gemeenskappe te ondersteun deur lone, verkryging en grondeienaarsbetalings. Die maatskappy beplan ook om 1,9 miljoen ton koolstofverwyderingskrediete van die projek te koop as deel van sy klimaatbehoefte doelwitte. Navorsers van die Universiteit van Kaapstad het 'n mengsel van farmaseutiese produkte, plaagdoders en metale in Valsbaai se waters en sedimente gevind wat die besoedeling verbind met stedelike ontwikkeling, afvalwaterstorting en haweaktiwiteit. Die studie het verbindings soos acetaminofeen, carbamazepine, diclofenac, atrazine en metolachlor by 19 monsternemingsstasies opgespoor met die hoogste ladings in die noordoostelike baai naby Cordens Bay en sedimentbrandpunte naby Meisenberg. Navorsers sê besoedelingsvlakke was oor die algemeen hoër in sedimente as in seewater, wat daarop dui dat die seebodem besoedeling oor tyd stoor. Vandag gesels ons verder met Cape Nature se fauna-ekoloog Dr. Martien Jordaan. Hoe sou jy aan luisteraars verduidelik waarom nie-patogeniese parasiete bewaring verdien?
Yeah, I think we need to just rethink our connotation and our emotion to the word parasite, because I think if you ask 10 people what they feel about the word parasite, I'm willing to bet that about 9 will respond negatively. And I think we need to remember that not all parasites are pathogenic. Some of them are very benign, and that they are also just, a group that sort of historically was always been targeted for eradication and control. But we must also remember that the non-pathogenic ones are a natural part of biodiversity. They pose no risk to humans or animals, and as a result, they should warrant conservation like any other organism would, because they are unique parts of local biodiversity and ecology. And then also something that I think people might not always think of in the case of benign parasites, there's great risks of co-extinction. And this is where if the host species goes extinct, you might lose the parasite as well. So you can have sort of a double extinction in one go.
Watter praktiese stappe moet bestuurders nou neem as gevolg van hierdie parasietnavorsing?
Well, all conservation managers need to make their decisions based on science. We can't sort of go on a whim or a thumbsuck or a feel. Science needs to support any conservation actions. And this is just one of many examples of the type of research that is needed to inform conservation action. And I think the most important thing that this study has shown is that this is again showing this hidden and undiscovered diversity of freshwater ecosystems, and how we need to prioritize the plight of freshwater biota in terms of current and ongoing conservation interventions. And it's not just parasite diversity that is understudied. There's a lot of hidden biodiversity in many other aquatic groups, such as freshwater invertebrates, freshwater fish, amphibians. Yeah, so there's a lot of diversity out there that we are at the moment not aware of, and it's one of those cases of the more you look, the more you will find. And I just want to make a note here of freshwater fish, because I'm a freshwater fish biologist by training, and it's also freshwater fish also my passion. They are the most threatened vertebrate group in the country, and so many species are faced with extinction. And I think it's easy for people to feel passionate and warmly about sort of the big charismatic animals. I mean, we all have an emotional response when we hear about a rhino being poached, a leopard being shot, a lion being shot. and yet we are losing so many native fish without people even being aware of their threat status.
Hoe kan plaaslike luisteraars en gemeenskapsradio varswater biodiversiteit in die Kaapse Vou ekostreek ondersteun?
Well, it's actually quite simple, because without fresh water, there is no freshwater biodiversity. So the conservation of biodiversity is dependent on adequate quantity and quality of fresh water. And here in the Western Cape, especially in summer, we see all the lovely green vineyards and orchards, and I think we forget that sometimes that we are living in a Mediterranean type ecosystem. Rainfall is highly seasonal, so we get these lovely wet winters where the rivers are flowing well and the dams are full, but come summer and there's no rain, there could be significant pressure on freshwater resources. And water security is supported by good catchment management. And this is largely the function of conservation agencies and catchment management agencies. And there it's got a lot to do with catchment management, as in clearing alien invasive plants, because that ensures better water supply. But this doesn't mean that members of the public can't help. Everybody can help by conserving water and using water resources in a sustainable manner. And I think for everyone must just remember, water doesn't come from a tap. It comes from a living ecosystem where there's a lot of other organisms dependent on that very same water for their survival.
En dit was Cape Nature se fauna-ekoloog, Dr. Martien Jordaan. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. En dit was nog 'n uitsending van EcoScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsCube.